OpNav Instruction 5100.19 Echo, Navy Safety and Occupational Health Program Manual for Forces Afloat, Copyright Navy, BMR.com. Chapter C11. 1. Fumes and gases generated by welding can produce ozone and oxides of which substance which are poisonous? Nitrogen. 2. Hot work includes any operation which produces temperatures at or above how many degrees? 400 degrees Fahrenheit. 3. How many different classes is hot work divided into? 2. 4. Which class of hot work produce either high-energy sparks or slag that can be thrown away or dropped at the work site or produce heat that can be transferred through the deck, overhead, bulkhead, or structure to a location not visible to the hot work operator? Class 1. 5. Which class of hot work produces flames or minimal energy sparks or slag that is generally localized to the immediate work area? Class 2. 6. What should be removed from pockets during hot work? Lighters. 7. How many feet from the hot work site should all combustibles be relocated where practicable? 35. 8. Which type of material should be used to protect combustibles if they cannot be relocated during hot work? Mill Charlie 24576. 9. Who must be notified before starting hot work? Damage control assistant or fire marshal. 10. How many minutes must fire watches remain on station after completion of hot work operations? 30. 11. What should never be used to operate pneumatic tools? Oxygen. 12. Which type of gases should flammable gases never be stored with? Oxidizing. 13. Which type of tubing should not be used with acetylene gas cylinders due to the potential of an explosive chemical reaction to take place? Copper. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.